everybody, this is the Giselle Show podcast Mit Friends, where we are being real, making stuff up and talking about it. Welcome back, part two. Quick shout out to everybody who is listening live. We love to have you here with us. And to everybody who download later, that's great. And thank you so much for all letting your friends know about the podcast. That's really nice. We're growing in listeners and we're happy to have you with us. Later in this half, Todd Sherry gonna give us another great song. And oh yeah, I really look forward to that. We have the results of the Creativity Wheel of Death, including an improvised song. And our favorite listener, Joseph Douglas Watson, have tweeted in a subject to add in for the improvised song, and that is the power of optimism. So thank you, Joseph Douglas Watson. We're going to add that in as well. But right now, we have the Giselle Show podcast players with a comedy sketch, and so we take you now. This is the sketch is called Recognition, and we take you now to a city park. Oh, Brad, the park is beautiful this time of day.
Yes. Well, Mother's plane gets in at 7. I can't wait for you to meet her.
Oh, I just hope she likes me.
How could she not? You're sweet, you're modest, you're a perfect young lady.
Excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Hello.
You look familiar to me. Do I know you?
Oh, yeah, you look familiar to me too. Regina Raske. This is my fiancé, Brad.
Hi, I'm Charlie Ford.
Charlie Ford. It rings a bell. Did you go to Columbia University?
No. You didn't work at Apple. Did you or do you?
No.
But I know you.
Ooh, maybe you grew up together, you know, from the same town?
South Bend, Oregon?
Oh, Worcester, Mass. Darn. Oh, you've never done one of those singles cruises, have you? You know, with the hedonism?
No.
Have you, Regina?
Well, you know, no. No, I haven't. No.
Well, we should be getting to the airport.
Right. Well, I guess we'll just have to wonder.
Yeah. Again, sorry to have bothered you.
That's okay. Have a nice evening.
Thanks. You too.
Bye. Singles cruise, huh? Well, I wouldn't have expected that from my sweet Regina.
Oh, it wasn't anything. You know, I love you.
And I love you. We just won't tell Mother about the singles.
Oh, wait a minute. Charlie, I got it.
Yes?
The Rose Parade, 2005. You and I were in the back of the float. Mm-mm.
You were what?
Well, you know.
Regina!
Oh, Brad, it was nothing, really. So, was that you?
No, that wasn't me. Damn.
I wonder who it was then.
Well, this is quite a surprise.
Well, you know, those were heady times, Brad.
Wait, were you ever a stripper in Dallas?
No, of course not.
Not in Dallas, anyway.
What?
Did I give you a lap dance at a Rotarians convention?
No. Ah!
Elks Club?
No.
Shriners?
No.
Damn.
Regina, you were a stripper?
Heady times, Brad.
I got it. Have you ever been to prison?
No.
Yes.
What the hell, Regina? You never told me you were in prison.
Yes, nickel stretch for felony auto theft. I'm sure I mentioned it.
No, you didn't.
I was a guard at Norco Women's Correctional.
Oh, no, I was at Soledad.
Damn. Wait a minute. Were you ever trapped in an ice cave?
Yes.
And another hiker came to your rescue, forsaking his own safety to save your life?
Yes.
And the two of you huddled for warmth in the carcass of a dead moose, slapping each other's faces every 5 minutes to stave off certain death?
Yes.
And because you said you were a ballerina, he gave you his boots, even though that meant the loss of his own feet to frostbite?
Yes, I felt so bad, but I needed to dance.
And in the cold gray dawn of the fifth day, you promised that if you ever made it out alive, you would marry and move to Barbados and never be cold again.
Yes.
That was me.
That was you.
Me.
Oh, after all this time, what happened? After the helicopters and we got back to Kathmandu, I looked everywhere for you.
Oh, well, I was in the hospital for 3 weeks.
Oh, the hospital. I didn't think of that.
But at last, I found you.
At last.
Hello, Brad here, your boyfriend.
Oh, well, this puts us in quite a quandary.
What quandary? Regina, you love me. I'm your boyfriend, your fiancé.
I lost my feet.
Oh, Charlie, I'm so sorry. You were so nice to save my life and lose your feet and all, but I love Brad, and I have to stay with him.
You know what? Fine. You're not the girl I thought you were. Have a nice life. Ow, 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 ow.
Well, I must say you're not the girl I thought you were either.
Please, please don't hold it against me, Brad. I was young and foolish then. I'm still the same sweet, innocent Regina you fell in love with.
Oh, yes, you are. But we certainly won't tell Mother any of this. I love you.
I love you. Mm.
Oh, hey, Regina. Hey, it's me. Hey, funny running into you here. I've got that kilo of Coke you ordered.
Kilo of Coke? Oh my God, Regina!
Heady times, Brad! That was great, you guys.
Oh, good old radio theater.
Todd Sherry?
Yes.
Will you favor us with another beautiful song?
Oh, I would love to. You know what? I will do it only if Amos will play for me and if you will sing parts of it with me.
I would be delighted to.
All right.
Here we go.
Let's do it. When I was just a little boy, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be handsome? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be. Then I grew up and fell in love. I asked my sweetheart, what lies ahead? Will we have rainbows day after day? Here's what my sweetheart said. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be. Now I have children of my own. They ask their father, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? I tell them tenderly. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be. Que sera, sera. And that's an Oscar-winning song from an Alfred Hitchcock movie.
What?
Did you know that?
What no. movies?
The Man Who Knew Too Much, starring Doris Day and Jimmy Stewart.
Well, if that song is anything to go by, he knew just enough, because that's a great song.
Yes, he did.
That's beautiful. Okay, we're going to jump into the results of the Creativity Wheel of Death. Here we're going to improvise. I'm really nervous, and you know what I was realizing? Jumping in to improvise feel like dying. Because what if my story is bad, it's no good, I'm nervous, I have all this fear. It feel like dying, so this is my chance to die a little bit every day.
You know, funny that you should say that, because I did something, and the first thought I had upon doing it is that this is what all improvisers should do in preparation for improvising. And do you know what that thing was?
What was?
Jumping out of an airplane, which is about as close as to feeling like you're going to die as anything. Of course, I had a parachute, but the point being, you know, after years of improv, that's committing.
That's what it feel like. Okay. Jumping, yeah, I loved it. We're going to jump. Todd, do you want to go first or you want me to go first?
You choose.
I'll go first to get it over with. And this is completely make up because we've been so busy since the spin. I have no chance to think of it. I'm going to tell a story about a strange land. Excuse me. I'm new here. Do you have directions to the bathroom? Okay. Sorry to bother you. Excuse me. I'm new here. Do you have something I could eat? I'm a little bit hungry. Oh, okay. Sorry to bother you. Oh, excuse me. Do you have some shoes I could wear on my feet? Oh, you do? Thank you. Your feet is funny looking, green and long, with long only two toes. And you're so tall, you're 50 feet tall. Well, it's my first time on the planet, yes. But so far everybody seemed nice. Oh, yeah, I would love to come to your house. Sure, yeah, I could. Oh, thank you, here we are. Just to stay in this little crate? Okay, I'll stay in the little crate. Just toss me food scraps every now and again. I can be your pet. Thank you.
Planet pet.
You guys, that was really fun and scary. And at the beginning, I did not have any idea where it was going to go.
Well, that's awesome.
Wow.
Did you die a little bit?
I did.
You did.
Oh, you know something? Most of the fear come before I start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting. Yes. Once I was start, I noticed that then I was just letting the ideas come and trusting that the next word would be okay. But so the fear was at the beginning before I start. Once I start, I felt okay. It felt like surfing.
It's like, well, like you said, jumping out of a plane, which I've also done, but I also bungee jumped 17 Ooh. Stories. And it's the same thing. The fear is before. And then as soon as you jump, there's this incredible calm that comes over you because there's nothing you can do about what's going to happen.
Right.
So there's this period just right between when you jump and before you feel the tension of the springy rope.
Oh.
And that you're completely calm.
It's exactly what we were just talking about at the beginning of the podcast as far as, you know, started by, you know, you dying a little bit, but moving on in your artistic life. I mean, fear is crippling. And if you just jump through that thing, you can really move forward.
Yeah. I really had fun. Okay, Todd, go for it.
Oh my gosh.
What was yours again?
So mine was to tell a brief personal story about trial.
Okay.
So this is very interesting because right now they're showing this series on TV about the O.J. Simpson trial. Right? Well, weirdly enough, I had a friend's birthday party at my house recently, and a woman came who is in that series. And she's playing the jury foreman in the OJ TV series. But she also had played OJ Simpson's wife in a movie called Naked Gun, you know, many years ago, that comedy movie. And she had played his wife. When she went to her fitting for the wardrobe and everything for the OJ now TV movie about his trial, they asked her if she had a wig that was appropriate for the period because she's a black woman and she has many different wigs. She said, not only do I have one that's appropriate for the period, my wig knows OJ. It was in a scene with OJ in Naked Gun. And she's wearing that wig on the TV series playing the jury form woman of the OJ Simpson trial.
Synchronicity.
Isn't that bizarre?
It's wonderful. It's so cool. I want for some real deep TV enthusiast to find those two scenes.
Yes.
And put them side
by
side.
Put them together. It's the same wig. I've seen both scenes.
It's the same lady, right? Same lady, same wig.
It's the same lady, same wig. Once playing his wife and once playing the jury foreman in his trial.
In real life, what happened real quick? What happened to his real life wife? The wife. Oh, she was.
He murdered.
No, I know that one. But she was a fake wife in Naked Gun.
Yes, yes. She played the wife of his character.
Of
he
his
was,
character.
He was an actor in Naked Gun.
Sometimes I get those things confused. Okay. I got it. And then Amos.
Yeah.
Now we're going to bring us to the close of the show. Oh. Before we do, so we're going to improvise a song.
What did the wheel say?
The wheel said...
The spirit of optimism was the suggestion from Tweetland.
The power of optimism.
Yeah, that come from Joseph Douglas Watson.
And
thank you.
Where is it?
The power of optimism. And the song was going to be about an event in your life.
A big life event.
A big life event. Before we do it, do you guys have any plugs for things you want to plug?
My short film, A Man Wakes Up, will be at the Sonoma International Film Festival this coming weekend. And the week after that at Taos Shorts Film Festival in Taos, New Mexico. So if any of you happen to be in either of those places, come check it out.
Great. Todd Cherry?
Yes, I will be on the first episode of George Lopez's new show on, what's that called? TV Land. Yes, when that starts airing, I'll be in the first episode. Also, for 5 years or more in LA, I did live radio theater with New Frequency, Matt Johnson.
Yes.
And he is now releasing radio plays we did once a week on Sundays at newfrequency.com and also on Facebook. And I have my next show, Up With A Twist, at Rockwell in Los Feliz, is on April 18th.
And people can find out all of these things on your Facebook?
On the Book of Faces on the worldwide interwebs.
Todd yes. Cherry. Look for Todd Cherry yes. on the Facebooks. I want to just quickly thank the musicians and composers who share their music for us to use on the podcast. The Joy Drops, the Satori Ensemble, and our favorites, the Freak Fandango Orchestra. I want to thank our listeners for downloading and subscribing and supporting and spreading the word. You can visit us on the website at podcast.thegiselleshow.com. Email us studio@thegiselleshow.com, and we really look forward to having you to contribute 100 words or a little poem or whatever you like, a little song. And now to take us out, we're going to improvise our song about a big life event that we have combined with the power of optimism.
Cheryl Crow, she sang about it on the radio. Yeah, but I lived that shit for real. 9 years in Vegas, working in a big, big show. In Las Vegas for Hollywood. I got to look forward to now. And so one last thing I say to you in song about leaving Las Vegas right now. Talking about a big, big change, yeah.
It was a big life change for me.
Big change.
Big, big change.
change. You want the big, big change. But I see that I'm gonna be okay.
O-P-T-I-M-I-S-M. Optimism. O-P-T-I-M. O-P-T-I-M-I-S-M. Optimism. O-P-T-I-M. Optimal. O-P-T-I-M-I-S-M. Optimism. O-P-T-I-M. Optimal. Optimism. I came out to my mom. She said, I know. I've always known. I came out to my dad. He said, I still love you, you know. My brothers, don't like it. Don't talk about it. Don't have them. They're gone. Whatever. I'm fun because O-P-T-I-M-I-S-M. O-P-T-I-M-I-S-M. Optimism. O-P-T-I-M-I-S-M. O-P-T-I-M-I-S-M. Optimism. I came out to my friends and they didn't give a crap. Came out to my friends and they didn't care. They love me anyway as my parents did. My brothers, I don't care. O-P-T-I-M-I-S-M. O-P-T-I-M-I-S-M. Optimism. O-P-T-I-M-I-S-M.
Big, big change.
O-P-T-I-M-I-S-M. Optimism.
O-P-T-I-M-I-S-M.
Optimism.